Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 5th, 2024, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mullen, Didick, LLN completes first shipment of vehicles purchased by Volt Mobility. Mullen Automotive, a leading electric vehicle manufacturer, has completed the first shipment of vehicles to Volt Mobility in the UAE. Volt Mobility has purchased 3,000 Mullen Class 1 and Class 3 EV cargo vans and trucks as part of a $210 million contract. These vehicles will be leased to corporate customers like UPS, DHL, and FedEx. Mullen CEO David Michery expressed excitement about this partnership, highlighting the company's commitment to sustainable transportation solutions globally. Mullen Automotive is known for its commercial EV production in the U.S. and recently received IRS approval for federal EV tax credits. For more information, visit Mullen's website. How IVDA Solutions, IVDA, is redefining industry norms with advanced AI applications. The global AI market is projected to reach $826 billion by 2030, with a 28.46% compound annual growth rate. IVDA Solutions Inc., NIVDA, is at the forefront of cloud-based AI and video surveillance technologies, offering transformative solutions in public safety, environmental preservation, elderly care, and energy efficiency. Their Vumasta R AI software detects oil spills for major oil companies, revolutionizing the $175.79 billion oil spill management market. Additionally, their LevelNow IoT sensor monitors liquid storage in real time, optimizing operations for oil companies. IVDA's integration of IVDA Care and IVDA AI at Waymark Gardens enhances remote patient monitoring, showcasing their tailored AI solutions in healthcare. Despite a 36% revenue decline in Q2 2024, IVDA Solutions forecasts 122% average annual revenue growth over the next 2 years, surpassing the industry average. With innovations like the IVDA AI Forensics Desk for law enforcement, IVDA Solutions continues to redefine industry norms with advanced AI applications.
Byla Solar to unveil 520-watt glass-free solar panel with 19.3% efficiency at REAPS. Byla Solar is set to unveil a groundbreaking 520-watt glass-free solar panel with 19.3% efficiency at RE+. The panel, weighing just 24.47 pounds, will be showcased at North America's largest clean energy event in Anaheim, California. This innovative product offers versatile installation methods, advanced materials, and durable performance. With a fully automated manufacturing facility in Indianapolis, Byla Solar plans to produce 1 gigawatt of solar modules annually, revolutionizing the renewable energy sector. Learn more about this cutting-edge solution at bylasolar.com.
Seanergy Maritime Nasdaq Ship raises dividend following record-breaking Q2 and H1 results. United Maritime, Nasdaq, USEA rises through strategic investments. Seanergy Maritime Holdings Corp. Nasdaq PIP reported a record-breaking second quarter and first half of the year, driving the company to boost its quarterly dividend and introduce a new payout policy. With a focus on distributing around 50% of operating cash flow after debt payments, Seanergy increased its Q2 cash dividend to $0.25 per share. The company has also resumed stock buybacks, repurchasing $1.8 million worth of shares. CEO Stamatis Santonis revealed plans to acquire more ship stock in the upcoming quarters. Seanergy's strategic moves in the pure-play Capesize sector have led to outstanding financial performance, with net income reaching $14.1 million in Q2 and $24.3 million in H1. Meanwhile, United Maritime Corporation, NASDAQ UCA, has declared its seventh consecutive quarterly dividend of 0.075 cents per share and is making strategic investments in new projects, including an offshore energy construction vessel. Both companies remain optimistic about the robust vessel demand in the Capesize sector, positioning them well for continued growth.
What if your most profitable strategy also made the world a better place? A new study titled Social Profit Orientation: Lessons from Organizations Committed to Building a Better World explores how companies can generate profit and foster societal well-being. The research, published in the Journal of Marketing, highlights the benefits of adopting a social profit orientation. This approach encourages organizations to invest resources purposefully to enhance the common good. Examples from the study include Oportun, providing affordable credit to underserved communities, and Gundersen Health System offsetting 100% of its fossil fuel use with self-produced energy. By embracing a social profit orientation, organizations not only drive societal impact, but also experience enhanced legitimacy, stronger stakeholder relationships, improved employee engagement, and increased innovation. Best practices for building a social profit orientation include aligning values, maximizing societal benefits, and inspiring leadership commitment. Lerzan Aksoy, dean at Fordham University's Gabelli School of Business, emphasizes that organizations can choose to be catalysts for global change by embracing this approach.
Cleveland Metropolitan School testing validates over 8% fuel savings using EcoChem's high-performance clean diesel fuel and delivers $250,000 in annual savings. Cleveland Metropolitan School District conducted testing on EcoChem's high-performance clean diesel fuel, revealing over 8% fuel savings and $250,000 in annual savings. The new clean fuel tanks led to a second round of testing, which showed HPCD provided solid fuel savings and maintenance benefits. Despite new infrastructure, HPCD outperformed traditional diesel by 8%, delivering optimized combustion and fuel efficiency while reducing black smoke and dirty exhaust. The school district plans to continue using HPCD fuel for cost savings, performance benefits, and environmental impact. Other districts are encouraged to make the switch to EcoChem's HPCD fuel to prioritize student health and well-being. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.